Why don't we all stand and pray? Today is a bit of a mixed feelings for me. Yesterday was my wife's birthday. I couldn't be there. But today is a hard day for me. It's the day my father passed away. So I want to say a prayer that my father prayed every day, but it's in Sinhalese. If that's okay, you can join with me with your own mother tongue, but I'm going to say in honor of my father the prayer that he prayed every day. Swargay vadasirin apagay pyanani obagay srinamayat prasansaveva obagay rajya pemineva obagay kamatta swargay dhimen melavay dituveva apagay dinada bhojane ada apada dane kalamenava apada varada karanayage varadi apakama karannak men apagay varadi de kama kalamenava papa avasthavan daswimata apade idanodi ayapatin apa mudagata menava. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Please take a seat. Shalom to everyone. Shalom, church. So some of you know I'm a Bible nerd. Some of you must have seen in my office, church office, and Pastor Dave and some of you work with me in the office have seen, I'm surrounded by books. And sometimes, like, you can't see me sitting in the chair, so I'm surrounded. But so, if you are a Bible nerd like me, I recommend this book called Reforesting Faith by Matthew Slate. This book identifies how many different trees mentioned in the Bible. So if you are a Bible nerd, have a look at this book. If you are a nature lover or like trees, I highly recommend this. Why do I introduce this book? This is a book my dad read for the last time. And I want you to read what he has written inside. From Dad to my beloved son. When tragedy stops, I open my Bible and surprised to find that God chose to tell the story through trees. So I'm going to preach today what my dad preached for the last time. I have just tweaked a bit. He preached this sermon at the skate park in Italy. So before he was diagnosed with bowel cancer. So the title for this morning is A Matter of the Heart, Good Things. Let me read the Bible text for this morning. Matthew chapter 12, verse 35. This is in the New Living Translation. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart. And an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. The King James Version says this: a good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of evil treasure brings forth evil things. So the NLT says produces. The King James Version says brings forth. I used to live near, and many of them, including my dad, were employed by the steel mills in Italy. For over 100 years, it has been the greatest producer of the material that has allowed us to win wars, build bridges, and skyscrapers that reach into the heavens, build millions of cars, and generate world trade, among many other things. These are good things. They allow our country to be safe. They allow for transportation and can travel across the oceans and fly in air because of it. Good things. I live near the heartland of a steel production. It was very interesting to me what all goes into making steel, right? Some of the most important materials are iron ore, steel scrap, coking coal, as well as coal for injection into the blast furnaces. Out of the combination of these basic materials, steel is produced. According to the World Steel Association, there are over 3,500 different grades of steel, all unique in strength and mixture according to their final intended purposes. Let's look at Matthew 12:35. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a heart. Like a steel mill produces steel from its treasury of iron ore, steel scrap, coking coal, and coal, a good person produces good things from what is in their heart. Good things. Things that make a difference in the world, things that changes people's lives, things that reach into heavens, things that allow the kingdom of heaven to exist right here in this world. So can we break this scripture down a bit? First of all, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 35, a good person produces. It is not right or even possible for a believer in Christ to not produce. The enemy has convinced some believers that the output of their lives doesn't matter. That God does not accept something good to come from them. Listen, there is an intended result that Jesus has from your life. Every single day, something's supposed to be produced through you. None of us can say that they are not responsible for what God is doing in our homes, workplaces, communities, or world. God does not place His Holy Spirit in anybody's life without the purpose of them producing something. There is a raw material called the Holy Spirit that God places into the hearts of the believers. And that Holy Spirit is put there for the sole purpose of producing.
Yeah, let's go, Chris. Come on.
Some might think this way. I thought it was so I could be blessed. No. It was so you could bless others.
Yeah, that's it.
Look at John 7, verse 38 says, "He that believe on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." When the Holy Spirit plays into your life, something is supposed to flow out from you. Something is supposed to be produced. And Jesus told us what kind of things are supposed to be produced. It is interesting, isn't it? The Bible answers everything, right? It says here, a good person produces good things when the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. Good things. Things that make difference in this world. Things that change people's lives. Things that reach into heavens. Things that allow the kingdom of heaven to exist in this world. I love watching people's lives change when good things happen. Yeah. I want to mention this to people. If you are watching Kyla and Adams online from Italy to today, buongiorno, come stas? Kyla, I remember the first time she came to our house church in Italy. I remember sitting with her and teaching her the Bible studies. I remember the day she was baptized. And I remember praying with her when she received the Holy Spirit. And I watched loving her grow up in faith, and she witnessed to people about Jesus. She brought so many people into this church, family, friends, people she worked with. I have seen sometimes in the Facebook post how much she loves this church and people that come here, producing good things.
Yeah. Right. Good, Chris.
And also, Adam, I saw how much you did around in the church in Italy when no one is looking. I saw your truck in the car park throughout the week. I knew that you are working to make up our worship better every Sunday, producing good things. Can I say this? There is a reason God has blessed you financially. There is a reason you have the job that you have. There is a reason you have a business that you have. There's a reason that you have been given a promotion and a raises, a bonuses that you have been given, producing good things. When we need to pay our bills, you go on praying to God, "God, I need a job." Guess what happens? God gives us a job. Not the job you wanted, but the God wanted, right? Yeah. Right? But understand something. God just blessed you with something, not just for you. But he blessed you so that something can come out of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now watch this. Matthew 12:35 says, "A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart." Good stuff is produced from a good person. And where does it come from? The treasury of their good heart. The treasury is a place where you keep something safely. until you are ready to give it away. The treasury of a good heart. See, it's a matter of the heart. If the heart is right, good stuff will be the result. The treasury of a good heart. Let me ask you, if God got hold of your checkbook, would you let him write any check he wanted to? Think about it. If God got hold of your checkbook, would you let him write any check he wanted to? Or are you someone would say, hey, Jesus, that's mine. Or someone would say, hey, Jesus, that's yours. There's a difference. There's a difference. I'll just tell you. If it's not God, it won't be yours much longer. Right? Look at Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21 says, don't store up your treasure here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroy them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where the moths and the rust cannot destroy, and the thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there is the desire of your heart will also be. Jesus was flat out talking about money here. And he's telling us that if we put all our money into this world, it's all just going to be wasted. But when we invest in heaven, the moths and the rust can't destroy it. And thieves can't break in and steal it. When you give to the work of God, your generosity and your giving earn eternal rewards that no one can take away from you.
That's right, Chris.
Look at here in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Whenever your treasure is, there is a desire of your heart will also be. Now we are talking about here raw ingredients here. We are talking about producing things. So what is the result of the money that God gives to you? What are you doing to support his work in this world? How is the kingdom of God benefited by the blessing that God gives you? Look at verse 21. Whenever your treasure is, there is a desire of your heart will also be. It's a matter of your heart. It's not a matter how big your checkbook is. It's a matter of your heart. If the offering goes up this week, it's not because Lord brought a millionaire to the church. It's because somebody's heart opened up so that God wants to do through them. It's because someone let God get hold of their checkbook. Understand something. When you let God get hold of your checkbook, you are not only giving him the opportunity to write the check, you are giving him the opportunity to make deposits. Watch this. In Luke chapter 6, 38. Give and you will receive. Your gift will not return to you in full pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. Your blessing is determined not by your ability or your knowledge or how hard you work. It is determined by your heart. Where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. If your heart is a giving heart, your giving will return back in full, pressed down, shaken together, running over, poured into your lap. That's why the scripture tells us to give with a cheerful heart. With a cheerful heart. Many of us have been blessed not because of our IQ, right? Or our businesses, or our education, or our ability. Although mistakenly we think that it is sometimes. Many of us have been blessed because of our giving hearts. If you are a believer here today and you are blessed financially, here is one thing I know. It's not probably because of something you did. It probably because something God did. You didn't deserve the promotion, but your heart was right, so you got the promotion. You didn't have the means to start the business, but your heart was right, so God found a way. You couldn't figure out how to make things work. And it looked like you were going to get bankrupt. But your heart was right. And God began to bless you in faithfulness. Do you know why I love to talk about giving? Because it happened to my life. Right? Because I almost died at the age of 13 because of that car accident. I was in a coma for 3 months. I'm the only child to my parents. Right? If God had his heart, says, okay, I'm going to leave Chris in that situation and let him die and tell my parents that is it for your son. He didn't do that because my parents opened their heart. This church, correct me if I'm wrong, has more business owners in it than any church I've ever been part of. Two reasons. You have been faithful to God, so He is faithful to you. And He trusts you, you will be a conduit for His kingdom. He is investing in you, and you will and you can invest in Him. And that can work when your heart is right. It's a matter of the heart. Understand something with me today. God did not bring you into His kingdom for you to be a consumer. He brought you to His kingdom to be a producer. He has invested in you not so you can be blessed, but so you can be a blessing. Right. It's not for you to receive, but for you to give. So what is being produced into your life? Love, grace, forgiveness, generosity, help. Stuff that God can use to further in his kingdom in this world. I hope so. Because I want you to see your life blessed. I want you to see God do great things through you. Last night I remember a person called Sunil. He's a Nepalese young chap. He came all the way from Launceston to my state arena. Right? He's a Buddhist. But he heard the word of God. He opened his heart and he said, I'm going to accept Jesus right now. So are you a consumer or are you a producer? So I want all of you to stand. I invite the worship team to come. The beauty of the fellowship is to not to remain, but to have a greater blessing waiting. I want you to close your eyes and be in this moment. We hear the invitation of Jesus. Surrender your life into me. God has given us a free will. You just have a unique gift of humanity, a gift of awakened consciousness no other animal has. We can make a choice. We can choose to live different ways. We can live 24 hours any way we like. But Jesus is inviting us. If you feel safe, if you feel loved, if you feel being secured, I am inviting you to a better way. If you give me your heart by choosing your freedom and will, I will come and live inside of you. It is this beauty of the majesty that Jesus showed on the cross. It explains how he went through his suffering. Now he is inviting you to open your heart to live inside of you. He says, if you choose me this morning, you decide to surrender to me, I will come and live inside of you. My presence will be yours. My life will be yours. My thoughts will be yours. My relationship will be yours. I will live inside of you. It says in John 15:4, says, remain in me as I also remain in you. It's pretty simple. If you are separated from Jesus, it's unhappiness, contortions, imbalances of internal things, physical imbalances, so much of addictions, selfishness, fears. But Jesus says to you right now, this morning, you can't do by yourself. So simply, you can't bear fruit. But now he offers you this morning a solution. He says, remain in me and I will remain in you. Let's pray for that. And says to Jesus, Lord Jesus, we offer your thoughts to live inside my thoughts. I offer you my eyes that you may see through them, so that it's your vision brings into my mind. I offer my ears that you may hear through my ears. I offer you my mouth that I may speak your word through me. I offer you my face this morning that you may glow through my face. I offer you my heart, my emotions, my subconscious mood and tainted forgiven blood. I offer it to you. Come and live inside of me. Jesus, I offer myself to you. Live inside of me. Amen.
Thanks, Chris. That was great. Maybe you've never really opened your heart to a loving God this morning. Maybe you've been in church a lot of times. Maybe you've heard this sort of thing said, but you've never actually done it. Because true generosity and happiness and purpose and security is actually about what is in your heart or what you carry on the inside. And we can take lots of things in, but they run out. I fill my car up with very expensive diesel. It'll go really well while the diesel's in the tank, but eventually it's going to run out. The thing is, Jesus said, come to me if you're thirsty, and I will give you drink and food, sustenance that will never run out. I just want to give you that opportunity right now. If you... Chris has talked about what we take into our hearts, but I believe that Jesus is here in the form of the Holy Spirit right now, and he wants to connect with people across this place. And if you would be brave enough to say, Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you that you are the Son of God. I thank you that you love me, and you love me so much that you were prepared to die for my sin. That's my part in humanity's brokenness. That's the stuff that actually separates me from a good and just God. The Bible calls it sin, but it's essentially rebellion against God. Maybe that's the hardest thing. If you're online right now, just engage with us in this moment. That's the hardest thing for us as people, to acknowledge that actually we've got this stuff that's not right, and we've got to lay it down, and we've got to say, Lord, forgive me. And when we do that, we open a way for the power and the Spirit and the goodness of God to actually come into our life and change us forever from the inside out. And if you've never done that, I want to give you that opportunity now. You just got to acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God. Ask for forgiveness. Open your heart to Him. Invite Him in, and then choose to follow Him. That's the obedience bit. And I believe there are people online this morning, there are people in this building, and you've heard this talked about, but this is your morning to make that decision, to actually truly open your heart to a loving God. He's not asking you to take on a heap of rules. He's not asking you to do anything that is going to scare the pants off you. He's just asking you to respond. Just close our eyes, bow our heads in this moment. And if you want to be included in that prayer, if you want to pray a prayer that I'm going to lead you in just a moment, why don't you just slip your hand up. If you're online, please send us a direct message. Just slip your hand up in this place where you are and say, I need to pray that prayer, Dave. If that's you, I just want to know who I'm praying for. It's an act of faith. Just slip your hand up right where you are and say, hey, Dave, that's me. I want to be included in that prayer. I just praise God. I just believe there are a few more here this morning that that are going to do that, that are online here, just give me a quick wave if that's you. Maybe you've prayed a prayer like this once, but you're not unsure, you're a bit unsure where you are now, and you just need to make that fresh commitment to Jesus. If that's you, just give me a wave. So, hey Dave, that's me. I want to be included in that prayer. Just wait another moment. If that's you, give me a quick wave. Okay, praise God. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you love me. I thank you love me so much that you died for me and my sin. Right now, I ask that you would forgive me. I open my heart to you and I ask you to come in. From this day forward, I choose to follow you. Amen.